Well, probably people become members because they want to find out what's going on in art. And Annie Dugan, our host of Where's Art, is the lady who informs us every week. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. We already have art going on. I missed a show last week, but you can definitely still go see Jim Richardson at the Red Herring. Jim Richardson is the wonderful eccentricity behind The Guy Who Never Stops Fighting, which is a cartoon that's been appearing in the Transistor for quite some time, and he has an exhibition of the drawings that he does for that cartoon. The title of the show is really wonderful, Or Boats in Space, which I can't help but say, if I don't say it, Or Boats in Space.
You need a little echo chamber there, too. Absolutely. Yep. This is radio, and once in a while there's a name of something that just kind of needs a special effect to go with it.
Exactly. I need some reverb.
These
are cartoon visions, poster art fantasy, you know, giant squid, guitars and lift bridges. Jim really is unleashed when he is creating for his cartoon, and his imagination knows no bounds. So definitely check that out. Thursday for the Trove Gallery, they are having their meet and greet, a meet raffle, which is the third or fourth year that they've been doing it, that they use to support their programming. That's 6 to 10 on Thursday evening as a lead up to the pop-up show that they are having Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Ron Campbell. And you will recognize Ron Campbell's name, maybe. I don't want to date anyone. You're too young, but other people listening will know Ron Campbell's name from the 1968 Yellow Submarine. He was the animator for that, as well as the Beatles Saturday morning cartoon series. So think of the wonderful animation that the Beatles songs went along with, and you will know Ron Campbell. So those who are just getting to know him will be delighted by his work. And those whose memories are and nostalgia might be tickled by going back to that time, definitely check him out. So that is Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Trove, a three-day special pop-up. And then it's a big, huge festival for Superior. Everyone can get over the bridge, for heaven's sakes, this Friday for Going Postal, an art and music festival that is spanning. This has been going on for quite some time. Andrew Perfetti at Going Postal mail shop in Superior, has been sort of the brainchild, and then has just expanded and expanded and expanded. And now there are 7 venues. 9 bands are playing. 100 artists will be on exhibition throughout the month, but opening on Friday. It's also part of North End Days, so there's a big parade on Saturday. A couple highlights. John Hino, whose photography you will have seen if you frequent banks or hotels, really just absolutely striking images of the natural landscape, ones that just sort of shake you and stop you in your tracks and think, God, do I live here? Do I live on this earth that produces this kind of beauty? And John is able to sort of get that, you know, gobsmacking feel in his photography. So that will be at Thirsty Pagan. Framing by Stengel has a really fun exhibition that actually starts the work on view is actually also work on view throughout Superior. So there is a group of artists that were participating in this Storm Drain art project, and it was a collaboration.
Okay, that sounds a little bit too much like Stephen King's It. I'm just thinking, we all float down here. Okay, but all right, fine.
There might be some artists who are similarly inspired by that.
Okay.
It is October. You know, it can be a horror when you think of what does potentially get washed down through our storm drains into our, you know, fabulous drinking water. So these artists and this project really wanted to call attention to the fact that you know, this is where the water goes, folks. There's 3,000 storm drains in Superior, so you really want to be aware of what's going down those. So these artists have done these beautiful temporary paintings around the storm drains, and Framing by Stengel has on exhibition all of the, they have images of that artwork along with the artist and sort of where to find them throughout the city. And then, of course, the VIP Pizza has a photography show with a lot of really wonderful photographers, and Go and Postal will, of course, have all of their artists on view as well. So definitely check that out and go and enjoy. And then Lincoln Park neighborhood, you can zip on down to Lincoln Park Saturday, 11 to 2, is the Lincoln Park Open House. So all these businesses throughout Lincoln Park have special events, and the art-related one is in the park itself. So this is the third year that the Lincoln Park Business Group has hired an artist and paid an artist to create a masterpiece on Elephant Rock. And the first year, Adam Swanson actually made an elephant. The rock got its name because it looks like an elephant. So first year, Adam made an elephant. Second year, Jonathan Thunder made like a cat-elephant-chimera hybrid. And this year, Rob Quisling, who's an artist who has his studio right in Lincoln Park, is going to have his own creation on that rock. So it is unveiled that day. It's out of the artist used chalk paint, so it washes off. So he is having a challenging week ahead of him to create it.
Oh, boy.
But I know he will persevere because Rob is amazing.
Say, so, I've got another brilliant idea for a community art project. You know how in different communities they've had like cattle, or in Fargo it was bison, and then artists can create them. I think we need to make like copies of Elephant Rock.
Oh, there you go.
Out of fill in the blank, so that they're like waterproof and artists could work on them inside, and then they could be installed out in the public. It's just a thought.
Well, what fun is, how challenging, that's not very challenging.
No, it's not.
We gotta make our artists work, right?
Yeah, it's not. But I just, rain and
it would be.
And art and the beauty and the rain and the washing away. And all right.
I know. Unfortunately, Rob is not a watercolor artist, so this is, the water is not his friend. So we'll see.
Okay.
I know.
What, maybe
guy.
A bunch of people with umbrellas.
Yeah, right, exactly. I will report to you on Monday how he fares.
A nice little tent, maybe.
Exactly. But then the Duluth Art Institute is also having their free family day, and that is indoors. So folks can go over from 11 to 2 at the Lincoln Park Duluth Art Institute and do wonderful projects with the phenomenal art education director, Amy Varsek. So check that out as well. And that's our week in art. Lisa, it's a great one as always.
As always, Annie, my dear, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk again in a week. Actually, we'll talk a little bit sooner, but that's a secret. Okay, thanks much.
Boy, all right.
Bye. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art? A look at the arts, the week in art coming up in our community. And Where's Art is a regular feature of Mondays right here on Northland Morning.